We are in the Torah, working through the Word of God, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book, through the first five books, known as the Torah, in 1 year. And we are nearing the end of the book of Vayikra, Leviticus, looking at the laws and regulations concerning the selling of property. Chapter 25, verse 29. If someone sells a dwelling in a walled city, he has 1 year after the date of sale in which to redeem it. For a full year, he will have the right of redemption. Again, similar to what we were reading yesterday, that built into the sales of properties is the ability to buy it back, making provision for people who are struggling financially to not completely lose what is theirs. Laws of fairness, equity, laws that are full of grace and mercy, these were revolutionary in that day, in those brutal times. Today we look at it and think, that is nice, that's reasonable, but back then, nothing with this sort of intent to help people who are struggling or who are becoming poor. This was God setting up a society according to his standards. So for a full year, you would have the right to buy it back. Verse 30, but if he has not redeemed the dwelling in the walled city within the year, and I should point out, walled cities were cities that were fortified for the protection of the people, fortified with security walls to guard against attacks. So it was in your best interest in those days to live within the walls of a city. Again, if he has not redeemed the dwelling in the walled city within the year, then title in perpetuity passes to the buyer through all his generations. It will not revert in the Yovel. So in the 50th year, the Yovel, year of Jubilee, even then, after that 1 year period has passed, then it has fully transferred to the new buyer. However, houses and villages not surrounded by walls are to be dealt with like the fields in the countryside. They may be redeemed before the Yovel, and they revert in the Yovel. Properties out there in the open had laws that were much more flexible. Verse 32, concerning the cities of the Leviim, or the Levites, and the houses in the cities they possess, the Leviim are to have a permanent right of redemption. If someone purchases a house from one of the Levites, then the house he sold in the city where he owns property will still revert to him in the Yovel, because the houses in the cities of the Levites are their tribe's possession among the people of Israel. The Levites were the spiritual leaders of the people of Israel, and they had special provision. They were looked out for in a certain way. They were given certain property rights to where they couldn't fully lose a piece of property or their lands, because God had deeded over certain territory to be just theirs. Special provision for those men who were serving God. We would say today, people who were in vocational ministry or full-time ministry. There's laws on the books within our own country in the United States that give special provision for people who are serving God on a full-time basis. The care and concern and the looking out for those men serving God stems from the Torah and the provisions for the Levites. Now, verse 35, if a member of your people has become poor so that he can't support himself among you, you are to assist him as you would a foreigner or a temporary resident, so that he can continue living with you. Families lived together in close proximity of each other. Children lived with father and mother, oftentimes after they got married, and with grandchildren. It was much more clan-like existence in those days. Your near relatives lived right there with you as well, or nearby, so that you were always aware of how each other were doing. As I said, homelessness is not really an issue in Israel, as I have seen, because the family unit is so strong, and people look out for their family members. So the welfare system of the Torah was dependent on families, not strangers, but families primarily. But even for a foreigner or a temporary resident, they were to receive assistance from the people around them. Heart for the poor, compassion for the poor. God is instilling that into the hearts of his people. Do not charge him interest. This is speaking of your family member. Don't charge interest if you give money or loan money to a family member who is struggling, or otherwise profit from him. But fear your God so that your brother can continue living with you. From the Midrash, the word interest literally means bite, to bite. The Midrash played on this meaning, teaching not to take interest from the poor person, not to bite the poor person as the serpent, cunning to do evil, bit Adam. The Midrash taught that one who exacts interest from an Israelite thus has no fear of God. To bite, to take interest from. Do not take interest, verse 37, when you loan him money, or take a profit when you sell him food. I am Adonai, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. See the basis by which we are to care for the poor. The basis is because God has cared for us when we were poor. He looks out for us. Shouldn't we look out for each other, is the reasoning. I brought you out of the land of Egypt in order to give you, say God's giving to his people. I gave you the land of Canaan and to be your God. Torah 101, every day.